Welcome, everybody, to the big call tonight. It's Tuesday, December 19th, and you're listening to the big call. And Christmas is 6 days away. Wow. And,
I know.
Yeah, really. Welcome, everybody, tonight to the call. We're excited to be here to share with you what information and intel we have. And hopefully you guys are all getting prepared for quite a bit to happen this week, still this week. So without further ado, let's go ahead and pray the call in, and then we can have a wonderful teaching we can all benefit from and be edified from that Sue has created for us tonight. So let's pray the call first. Lord God, we just thank you. This is a very important time of the year for the believer in Christ to celebrate the birth of your only begotten Son, Jesus. And we thank you for that, and thank you for what he is our gift that you made for us to enjoy and to literally have our being with him. And we thank you for everything that comes with the person of the Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you for this call, for all the listeners out there in Big Call Universe, for Sue, for Bob, for everybody behind the call. Thank you for all of this, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen. Sue, this is a special time. Bob says the week starts tonight at 9 o'clock, especially with the teaching that you curate or create, whichever it is, for us every Tuesday and Thursday night. So we're excited.
Well, thank you. Thank you both you and Bob. And I think you'll really appreciate this created piece, because I thought it was important at this season, as we prepare to go into a new year, to be examining some of the concepts we'll cover here. Transformational worldview versus conventional worldview. Forging a future of hope. Examining assumptions. An apt scripture reflecting the essence of transformation is found in Matthew 9:17, where Jesus metaphorically speaks of not putting new wine into old wineskins. This cryptic message hints at the necessity of shedding the rigidity of conventional thinking, akin to what happens in our mind with neuroplasticity, adapting to new information. This scriptural insight serves as the initial step in our transformative journey. Examining assumptions about reality becomes the first step in this transformative journey. Embracing a new abundance framework inspired by Christ's emphasis on abundance in John 10:10. I have come that they may have life and have it more abundantly. Invites individuals to challenge scarcity mindsets. This cultivates a worldview that sees possibilities where other perceive limitations, laying the foundation for a more hopeful and constructive perspective. Embracing interdependence. Moving from independence to we echoes Christ's teaching of collaboration and interdependence. In Matthew 18:20, Jesus emphasizes the power of collective presence. For where two or three gather in my name, there I am I with them. The transformational worldview encourages leaving this solitary island of independence. Instead, it fosters a sense of shared purpose and collaboration for a collective good, embodying the spirit of Christ's teachings. 3, recognizing interconnectedness. Recognizing the interconnectedness of all living things aligns with Jesus' teachings on love and compassion. in Luke 10:27, he highlights the commandment to love one's neighbor as oneself, contrasting this with the Newtonian worldview, which perceives disconnected parts. The transformational stance invites individuals to acknowledge their role in building a unified, healing system that extends compassion to all. 4, pursuing the future self. Choosing to live as the best version of oneself in Christ taps into the transformative science of a future self. A quote from Matthew 5:48, "Be perfect, therefore, as your heavenly Father is perfect," encourages continual growth towards one's highest potential. Embracing this perspective accelerates personal development, creating a ripple effect that contributes to the collective betterment of society. In conclusion, navigating the path between transformational and conventional worldviews presents an opportunity for profound growth in Christ and societal growth. By adopting a transformational stance inspired by Christ's teachings, individuals can break free from the constraints of outdated thinking, foster collaboration, recognize interconnectedness, and accelerate their growth and societal healing. In doing so, we contribute to the creation of a world guided by healing, hope, and the continual pursuit of our best selves, inspired by what Christ brought us to transform the world. And that's our teaching for tonight.
Wow. That was packed with a lot of good scripture, Sue, and a lot of concepts that you derived from scripture. And I like the concept of collaboration, working together toward a better future for all of us. When Jesus says, or when God said, "Be ye perfect even as I am perfect," it refers more to completion than perfection. But we can still use that concept to be complete in Christ and complete in the things of God as we seek first His righteousness and all these other things that we're looking for in life, you know, will be added to us. So that's really the concept that I'm going with in terms of where we are to collaborate, to work together toward common goals, to expand our knowledge base. And that's one thing that Sue is doing continually with her curiosity drive and with her research and study of different concepts. And that continuous learning, taking us further and further and further into the things of God, into what we have to do on this earth. We're here in making a difference in people's lives, not only our families, but other people, many of whom we haven't ever met and may never meet. But we're going to do things with projects to create opportunity for many people who haven't had this opportunity before. And I like the fact that we can do that collaboratively, that we can do that as unto the Lord, and we can do all things, you know, that all things will work together for those of us who love Jesus and who are the loved according and the chosen according to His promises. And so we've got a lot to do, and we're getting underway here shortly, but we just need to celebrate this special time of the year. And before I turn it to Bob, I'll say one other thing. I did receive as an early Christmas gift a DVD of The Chosen Christmas, Volume 3. And it's a combination of what's been in the movie theaters last week and also what is in the first part of The Chosen Christmas. They combined them. And musically, it's terrific. It's absolutely amazing how good the music is. So make sure you're in front of a good audio system or you've got a good pair of headphones on to appreciate it. The video is strong, too, very strong. But I was just amazed how good the vocals were and how good the singers were individually. So a little plug there for The Chosen. Bob, there was a lot in that teaching, and Sue brought out a lot of different concepts. What did you hear in that teaching, and what would you tell us about it?
Well, thanks, Bruce, and Sue, thank you once again. It definitely is a time and a season for hope and rejoicing.
Yes.
And, Bruce, I really like what you said about a time to work together towards common goals.
Amen.
And I get the privilege, like Sue does, of talking to many people who are Big Call listeners and to hear their dreams and their intentions and their plans with their projects, what they're hoping to do. And it's really uplifting to know that there's so many Big Call listeners that have such amazing plans and intentions and goodness in their heart. And this is the time of the year to really celebrate all of the Big Call listeners and all of their diligence and stick-to-itness and glorious anticipation of this wonderful new future of hope that Sue talked about, and the abundance of life and a new age. And Sue, I started thinking about the book A New Earth by Eckhart Tolle when you mentioned that, A New Age. And I started asking myself about the abundance of life. It's like, well, what is that? What is abundance of life? What does that word life have to do with? And yes, we seem to be living, breathing human beings that are a collection of atoms and molecules and cells and tissues and organs and all resulting in this organism, but broken down to the smallest parts, we just become molecules of hydrogen and carbon and oxygen and electrons and protons and neutrons. And who's to know when the combination of those protons and electrons coming together in larger clumps actually became life. And certainly there was something that breathed a creative energy into existence, that breathed the energy of those seemingly infinitesimally small atoms of hydrogen and helium into these magnificent complex bodies that we call our human body. And that life, that abundance of life, comes from that spirit, that unlimited creative power of God that creates that abundance. He creates the energy that provided the impetus for all of it, and that interdependence. Right? It's not only human-to-human interdependence, but to all of his kingdom of animals and plants, and also abundance of life has to have a peacefulness to it. And thus, the Prince of Peace was given to us. And this is the time to be grateful for all of that and to show our gratitude through our giving at this time of year, and to allow ourselves to be a full vessel and open our arms and our hearts to allow God to fill us right to the brim with his goodness so that we may transform ourselves with that goodness and therefore then help to transform the earth to this new earth and to work together, as Bruce said, for all of the common goals and to use all the power that God has in store for us to make those accomplishments.
Well said, Beautiful. Bob. That's mm-hmm. well said. Really enjoyed that. Sue, Jesus said, "He who drinks of me will never thirst. He will give us rivers of living water." And that Zoe life, that life that's in the water, that Zoe spirit life that Bob was referring to, that is the life that we celebrate. That's the life that we have that takes us and puts us on in right relationship with God through Jesus Christ. What did you think of this teaching, and how would you extrapolate it?
Well, that was very powerful, Bruce. Thank you for bringing that out, because that's really the essence of what I was trying to convey in a transformational versus conventional worldview. And I want to make this very powerful. I really want to emphasize what both of you were bringing. A Newtonian worldview, which means everything is separated. It means that you're not connected, the world is not reflecting, that you're part of this continuous living river of life, which means the energy, the love, the abundance, the oneness. The oneness with Christ and all the miracles of Christ, that has not been on the planet. And what will be happening when we go, which is why I started with examining your assumptions, everyone has been swimming in a world habit, relationships that have been colored by scarcity, limitation, views of life that say I have to struggle to survive, and the ability to, as Bob was appreciating and lifting up, the ability to be these people, like the people that call Bob or the people that, you know, are in the pod or that I'm meeting with, to realize that out of the abundance of your heart is that Zoe life. It's never left you. It's who you are. It's who all of humanity is. When it lets go of the conventional worldviews that have people trapped in a materialistic, competitive, or separated conventional worldview. And so the opportunity for us is just like Jesus said, you know, not putting new wine in old wineskins. It's making ourselves vessels, I can't remember who said it, whether it was Bob or Bruce, vessels for that overflowing new life. But what are you going to have to do? What will you have to be? What will you become to allow more life to flow through you? Are you going to be running around and distracted? Are you going to be thinking you have to do, and like having, I love this concept, time confetti, which means like your time is broken up into all these little distracting elements, time confetti. Or you're going to be flowing, flowing in rivers of focus, of contribution, of connection, of abundance? Are you going to be learning what Christ mastered and wanted us to master, which is how to flow and direct your attention both to God, to yourself, to your partners, and create, I love this, this is from this book that I mentioned on the call, I think, We Do. To your partners that are unified in a deeper love for each other and for Christ. There's some examination to look at. What's going to stay and what's going to go? What's going to be part of what you've known, and what are you going to add so you can have this space? The space to be this greater you in Christ. It can't be like a horizontal move. It's got to be, you can do it as a little, you know, a step at a time. But the goal in writing this teaching was to help people to understand the significance of what this shift is actually going to do and require for you to really fully become what the shift and what the abundance could do in Christ, so that you could be transformative, so that you, instead of, you're either doing one thing or the other, you're either consuming or creating. And so you could be the creator in Christ in a healthy way that will give you the space and also transform the world to have deeper love, deeper connection, and deeper transformation. So that's why I wrote the teaching.
That's good, Sue. I like that expose. Very nice. And quite a bit there. Quite a bit to appreciate. Gosh, my mind's full of so many different things to talk about. But let's talk about this, Sue. You know, let's talk about being Tuesday praise. Night, praise yes. report night. Let's talk about yeah. that. Do we have any praise reports or special things that occur today, the 19th of December?
I can't believe it's the 19th of December. When you really, like, all of a sudden you go, wait, wake up. It's good yeah. to be out. It's good to be out of time, like our friend Joe Dispenza. But here
yeah,
we go.
Really.
Look mm-hmm. forward, and thank you to Jeannie. And I don't know where Pastor, let me first start. I don't know where Pastor Scott is, but okay. we're praying for you, Pastor Scott. So we're going to
yes.
move on to Jeannie. Look for an evergreen day. If you still haven't hunted down your Christmas tree, then you're in luck. That's interesting. National Oatmeal Muffin Day. God, Jeannie, you're so funny. Healthy muffins that look like cupcakes and satisfy our sweet cravings. Mm. It doesn't get better. December 20th, tomorrow, December 20th, Go Caroling Day. God, that's a long time since I've gone caroling. Once upon a time, God, those were fun days. Once upon a time, Christmas, right? Christmas celebrations
yep.
wouldn't have been anything. Now, that's going to make me do that next year. I'm committing to that. I don't know if I'll ever have an opportunity to express it, but I'm committing to anything without caroling. Dot, and I know people who know they're going to be coming with me, Dot Your I's Day. So let's go out today and finish the job well, whatever that may be. Dot Your I's Day.
Dot
that's
Your
good.
I's, cross your
and I know,
feet.
I know that's happening tomorrow too. Praises. Thank you, Bob, for taking the time out of your extremely busy schedule yesterday to return my call and advice and help me with my dilemma. Appreciate you, your advice, expertise, and for the information you provided. Thank you so much for your kindness. Today we give praise to our Heavenly Father for always being available. Heavenly Father, thank you for everything you've done for us in the past. Thank you for being with us in the present and for the bright future you've planned for us, especially with its amazing blessing that we are waiting eagerly that should happen very, very soon. Question. When this blessing comes to fruition, and some of us are traveling for the Christmas holiday and to help family here in the U.S. and abroad, how do we exchange since we can't fly with the Zim, Dinar, or Dong on the plane trip? Okay, so that's for you later. Bruce, have a happy,
I'll talk
healthy,
about that. We
have a healthy, happy, have a happy, healthy, and blessed week, and be kind to one another. Can't wait for this RV to be completed in order to be more helpful to others and be great stewards. In case this is the last call, wishing everyone a merry and blessed Christmas and a happy, healthy new year. Through Jesus Christ, amen and amen. Jeannie. Thank you, Jeannie. That was beautiful.
Thank you, Jeannie. Yep.
The dot the I day. I really like that. That's wonderful.
I'll try to handle those questions about traveling during the holidays with currency or whatever. Okay, I'll cover that in the intel.
Okay.
Thank you, Jeannie.
Mm-hmm.
Anything else in the way of praise reports?
That is the praise for now, even though I know it's praise is on everyone's lips and in their hearts. That's what matters, right?
That's funny. Sue, did you like caroling and then drinking hot chocolate after caroling was over?
I'm thinking of one particular group and like where we were and how funny it was. There were like 40 of us, literally 40 of us.
That's a good group.
Yeah, it was a good group. And how fun that was to organize it and what was involved and how we would laugh and roam around the streets. It was fun.
It was really cold.
It was cold, but it was fun walking around and seeing the Christmas lights and knocking on houses and nobody would answer the door.
Yeah. And then you caroled for them anyway to make them open the door. Yeah, that was the trick, to get them to open it.
You were walking along a community, along the water,
yes.
And it was very, very, let's put it this way, New England-y, because I know I have people that are listening and trying to figure out.
Yes,
So it was New England-y.
Whether this was the Charles River or...
Exactly. It could be many different places. I know. No, I don't think you know. Actually, I don't think you know.
I might not know. No, I might not.
No, you might not know. Yeah.
Yeah.
But it was fun. How about Bob? Did Bob carol?
Oh, yeah. Bob, tell us of your caroling experience up north.
I know, I might hear Bob, but he always has good stories.
Well, we only did caroling when I was young, you know, like 10, 11, 12 years old.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And it was always really cold and really snowy.
Sure.
So we would just go out for a little bit in the neighborhood and do it. Because we knew also that I had to get up early the next morning before the sun came up with my brother, because we had to deliver the newspaper.
Delivering papers?
We delivered the newspapers. We had bicycles and we rode in the snow.
Did you ever deliver papers with your papers on a sled, Bob? Did you ever use a sled to pull a sled delivering papers?
No, we didn't do that. We had baskets on the front of our bikes, and we would fold them, all the papers up and put them there.
Yep.
We didn't have to do a sled, but sometimes when the snow was too deep, what we would do is we would carry a sack with the papers in it, and then we would get behind a car, and we would hold on to the back bumper with one hand.
You would.
And then, like, surf behind the car while we were holding, and then we'd jump off. deliver the papers, come back, wait for another car, and like that.
Oh, that's so fun. Yeah. And then you'd throw the paper to the front door.
I just want to sit and hear Bob's stories. I just want to hear all his stories.
Well, me too. Maybe we'll do that for a separate segment sometime, yeah.
I know.
I'd like that. I'd like to hear your stories too, Sue, but I've heard some of them. But
I know.
Like
I have some really good stories. Some really good stories.
Yeah, I know. Don't I know it? Well, I'll tell you what. Let us move on. That's fun, Bob. Thank you for that. I'm experiencing that. I'm seeing Bob. Gosh, that's so. I had to substitute paper deliver for a friend of mine when he would go on a vacation or something, and I'd get up. And I'm not used to getting up that early to deliver these papers, but boy, it was a trip. a lot of respect for those kids that got up early and did paper delivery. All right. Let's move into, let's see, we did praise reports. Sue, it's your turn. We jump right back into your segment. Let's see what you would add at this festive time of year. Let's see what your segment might be about that would add glory and light and hope to the season that we're in right now.
Well, you know what's fascinating, Bob and Bruce and community, beloved community?
Mm-hmm.
This is going to be probably the biggest transformation in the history of the planet, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And the people that have been responding to buying as a Christmas present, the golden bundle for their relatives that, you know, they know are not prepared, or people that, you know, they've just been introduced to this and they haven't had the exposure of the big call and all the notes that are involved. And people are buying the golden bundle to listen to this quote. I love this quote. Learning never exhausts the mind. Leonardo da Vinci.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're going to be cultivating, like all the masters, like Leonardo da Vinci, a craftsman's spirit. We've got to cultivate a spirit that will be literally crafting a new way of designing the earth and designing our projects and thinking about how we're going to reimagine things. And so I'm going to read you a testimonial, and just I want you to capture the spirit of the community that operates like this. And this is what the golden bundle attracts. This woman, Valerie, bless you, I hope you're listening. Please send me an email if you are. Wrote her second testimonial. Bob, both of you will appreciate this, but listen to what she said. She bought the golden bundle. And she's the one that said, if, you know, I had to give a number, it would be a quantum number. This is what she said. Dear Sue, and I'm not asking her to do this, but this is her heart. These are the people that are going to be reshaping the world. Just another quick praise for your bundle of information, preparation, and enlightenment. I'm reviewing your classes for the second time with clarity and conviction. You're going to have to do the math with me, Bruce. Becoming an informed and compassionate leader with divine intent. Please encourage the Big Call family to join us in this lifetime opportunity to grow and develop the best infinite skills. Sincerely yours, Ms. Val. Let me just capture what just happened there. What happened there was a person who is so connected to the future of the infinite Christ, not the finite Christ, not the Christ that, you know, oh, I could only grow so much in Christ, but literally these things and greater shall you do. These things and greater shall you do. And that energy is in the golden bundle in terms of, number one, the people that you're going to hear on the call. It's filled with infinite love and hope and skill building so that you can get your mind free, and free yourself with a unlimited viewpoint, but a view that will also help you to master this new phase you're going to be going into. You need an identity. You need an identity that's going to match the scope and the scale of the abundance that you're going to have at your disposal. Do you think you can just walk in and just like instantly become that? You've got to have what is on this bundle, which are meditations that allow you to practice like an infinite Christ athlete. This is really for people that want to be Christ-like. I mean, deeply Christ-like. You've got to practice. What does that look like? What does that feel like? What does it sound like? Is it somebody talking to you in a beautiful tone, being very present to you, being patient with you? Is it a person that really attunes to you and cares about you and you know what that feels like? Or is it somebody that's brash and quick and, you know, rough and... Who do you want to be? Do you want to be this beautiful version that knows how to design your life so your nervous system isn't overstimulated? And it could easily be overstimulated if you don't know what you're doing. What do you think your nervous system does when it's never done something before, or its tendency is to interpret the new as a threat? It goes to fear. So what's on the golden bundle are these practices that allow you to be filled with what is called harmonious passion. And unless you're studying this stuff, these are fine points, and there's so many. That's why I think Val, and thank you again, Val, from the bottom of my heart, just shows who you are. Very deep, very profound, and very loving. It shows you these fine points of harmonious passion versus compulsive passion, fearful passion. Harmonious passion is when there's this feeling in your body and your mind and your spirit, and they're working together, and you're able to bring your passion for what you're doing in a way that brings you joy and bliss and regeneration without it being compulsive, draining, too much, too noisy. Very important skill to learn. So what I'm going to suggest to people is if you have, either for yourself or for someone you love, you have a desire to leave behind maybe what I would call some of the toxic learned And Lord knows I've spent a life. I've spent 33 years on one level and 30 years having my own practice of unlearning. Whatever I've learned, I've also had to unlearn. So I didn't, you know, it's not like I came down with the rain. Not like I didn't learn from some of the toxic best in the world.
Oh.
But I devoted to some of the most competitive, stress-based, incredible environments, like a lot of us. That is the conventional, mundane approach to life. But there's this new way, a new and transformative way that's on the golden bundle. And it's four different courses: Designing Your Best Future, Sudden Sovereignty, Heart and Science of Collaboration, and The Future of Workplace Design. That's like how you're going to make it so people want to come to your project. All of it research-based, and then a bonus of the new leader as healer. And what's important about this is you're going to be able to embody and internalize the language, the skills, the thinking skills, the mental models. What does the world look like when it has abundance and yet you've got to learn how to collaborate? What does it look like when you have to learn how to hire people and you've never done it? What does it look like? What do you have to be thinking about as you're in front of a person articulating your strategic objectives in a way that has your heart in it? But it's done in this format that makes it very easy to learn, very easy to learn, and it's done by a peer. I think that's the most significant part, and your peers, is you're going to hear it's not a threatening, oh my God, you know, it has all the best sources of research that are very white hat oriented, very aligned with Christ and with the new world, but it's done with love. It's done so it's very easy to digest. And it's something you can listen to one class, maybe two classes a week. And if you did that as a practice, you'd feel secure, you'd feel protected, you'd feel cared for as you navigate with all these new people and these different voices in your head. You're going to have one voice who's been with you through the big call for 9 years to anchor you in safety, to anchor you in care, and to anchor you in the skills that you're going to need. And so it's a very, very important. And thank you, Val, again, for writing that testimonial. So I would get the world-class bundle, if you can, for Christmas or for somebody that you love. And all you have to do... Golden bundle. Thank you. All you have to do to give that as a beautiful present, complete with like a golden bundle, like looking beautiful description, golden bundle pretty picture, and a wonderful, easy to follow access to the courses. All you have to do is send an email to integratedminds@hushmail.com and just put golden bundle 400. Put your name and your telephone number and only sell. And try to imagine just for a moment, if you could say, okay, I want you to do really well. I don't want you to be overwhelmed. Just listen to one course a week, and I'm sure you'll feel safe and secure by listening to this. You've all heard the testimonials, and it'll help you to internalize what you need. How great a gift. How great a preparation. Most people don't prepare for big stuff like this. How great a preparation, how golden an opportunity would that be for somebody you love? So please do that or consider that. and we'll look forward to supporting you. And that's really all I want to say, other than a shout out to the beautiful pod and their continued support of each other and the people that listen to this segment. Thank you for tuning in and writing down notes. Even if you can't join us in our leadership classes, it's important that you're able to take notes and you're able to just let your mind move in new directions, because it's going to be a lot of new direction. And the more you have one voice that you can trust, several voices, but to have this as an anchor and a home for you where you feel nourished, where you feel developed, and where you feel attuned to, that's our whole reason for existence. So, let's see, what's today? What day is today? Tuesday. So it's not like we're going to not have it. Maybe, well, let's see what happens.
We don't know what Thursday is going to bring yet.
Yeah. We don't know what Thursday is going to bring, but I was about to say, close it out, but I just feel very Christmassy. And I'll see you around the caroling block until you get your golden bundle. That's how I'll say it.
Well, I'll say this, Sue.
Yeah.
5 golden bundles. The reason it's 5 golden bundles is because it includes 5 courses.
I know.
4 plus a bonus course equals 5.
5 golden
bundles.
So it's an hour and a half time.
30 hours of teaching and class preparation.
Yeah. 30 hours.
30 hours of classes and in
brand new learning
courses. Go ahead, Sue. Sing it
out. Sing it out. Yeah, something like that.
Something like that. It's a really good investment that you're making in your preparation, in your future. If you listen to one class per week, it's about an hour and a half. Might be a little over, could be a little hour and a half per week. A course is 4 of those classes. So that would be 6 hours. But you figure if you listen to one every few days or maybe once a week, and you'll go through them, you know, from the beginning all the way through the 5th course, you'll be set. You'll be prepared. You'll be ready to go with new leadership skills, all kinds of new information that you haven't heard before, preparing you for what you're about to walk into, which is a completely new paradigm with the changes that are going to be taking place. Well, Sue, that was wonderful. We'll mention it again in the Intel wrap-up. Well, thank you for that.
You're welcome, Bruce. Thank you. Thank you to everyone.
Yeah. Okay. Now, I could keep singing, but I don't think you guys will want that. Let's do this. Bob, you said you even had some really cool testimonials. I always love hearing what Big Call Universe has to say about Boomer's products and about the service and about the staff of Boomer's and how respondent they are and how beautiful they are at handling our people in Big Call Universe. So what do you think, Bob? Do you have some testimonials for us?
Yeah, I do. I have a bunch of them.
And all right.
Two really cool studies, too, so I'll get right to it.
Okay.
So this first testimonial is about Barley and Boomer Boost, and this lady says, "Love your products. I'm having more energy daily, which is such a great blessing. I was having trouble getting out of bed in the morning, but not since I started taking Boomer Boost and Heirloom Barley. I'm sleeping so much better and no longer feel exhausted when I get up in the morning. Thank you for your products. God bless the works of your hands.
Amen, bro.
And,
you know, this testimonial about energy is a very common one that we get.
Mm-hmm.
And energy is the number one complaint that people have when they go to their doctor.
Yeah.
And I'm going to talk about that later because a major study just came out about chronic fatigue syndrome.
Yep.
There's 3.3 million people in the United States with chronic fatigue syndrome.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to talk about energy and partly how this lady was able to get her energy back.
Okay.
And another one, this lady's talking about resveratrol. She says, I'm a former body-mind success coach and a neuromuscular and massage therapist. I recently had a reverse shoulder joint replacement. My orthopedic surgeon is amazed how fast I have healed. My physical therapy team dismissed me after 2 weeks.
Oh, wow.
I just turned 70 years young, and I'm just getting started. I live in a 62 and up year old complex, and mm-hmm. I'm the only one there that can run intervals.
Wow.
Isn't that great?
Wow.
Yeah, that's terrific.
Well, here's another one by a lady talking about Gladiator Barley and Boomer Boost. I've been on Boomer Boost and Gladiator Barley for over 2 years.
Okay.
Now, and my primary care physician and health team are blown away by how much I have improved. My DEXA scans show my bones are getting stronger. I'm going to get a Jeep Gladiator and become the Gladiator girl representative for having youthful fun at age 70.
Awesome.
So,
wow, yeah, 70-year-olds in a row, Bob.
Of Gladiator Barley and Boomer Boost, you might find yourself mm-hmm. buying a Jeep, right?
A Jeep Gladiator, yeah.
Yeah. You know what they say? There's a feeling you can get only in a Jeep. Well, it looks like there's a feeling you can get only, not a Jeep Gladiator, but with Gladiator Barley.
Barley, that's right. That's so funny.
Here's another
both
one
of those,
about...
Both of those, Bob, were 70-year-old women, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Right?
Yeah.
Awesome.
Youngsters.
That's terrific.
Youngsters.
Yeah.
Here's another one about Gladiator Barley and Boomer Boost. I have gotten more energy and reduced my pain now from prior muscle damage since I have started the Boost and Gladiator Barley. That's another one we hear quite often, Bruce, that people's pain has gotten better. This one is great. Wait till you hear this.
All right.
Hey, wait.
This is a lady talking about collagen. And here's what she said. She sent this in 2 days ago. I've been taking the collagen peptides for 7 or 8 months. Before writing a review, I wanted to make sure it was going to work for me. I will be 65 in January, just as an FYI. The day my husband suggested that I should get on the auto ship for the collagen, mm-hmm. I knew it was doing its job. Yeah. I asked my husband why he suggested auto ship. He said, this is what he said. I can see a difference in your skin and in your mobility, especially in your hands. I have broken my right wrist twice. Second confession. I was in Sephora, and a very nice lady walked up to me and wanted to know what makeup I was using. She said my makeup looked flawless.
Wow.
I wish you could have seen her face when I told her I had no makeup on.
What's
then she asked my age, and I told her, I had to show her my license before she
believed. Wow, she didn't believe it.
Yeah. Yeah. Wow. So, yes, collagen is worth every penny.
Yeah.
Isn't that great?
Husband noticed the difference.
That's a really good
woman
one.
At Sephora.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's great, Bob.
Yep. Those are the testimonials that came in since last Thursday. Some of them, they were really good, but we We can't read all of it.
That's excellent.
So now,
I love that.
Let me tell you about these two studies.
This first
one is about energy, and it's titled, Millions of U.S. Adults Have Chronic Fatigue Syndrome. Syndrome marked by severe exhaustion lasts at least 6 months and lacks a clear cause and cure, right? Well, that lady that was always waking up exhausted, that just sent that testimonial, they would have diagnosed her with chronic fatigue syndrome.
That's right. Right?
Because that's what it was. She was chronically fatigued for years, right? But according to the CDC, there's no cure, right? And there's no cause. No cause and no cure.
No cure.
Well, we have a podcast about energy, Bruce, that people could listen to if they want to. But I'll just tell you some of the highlights here.
Okay.
So we had a lady who, this goes back 5 or 6 years, had chronic fatigue syndrome. She could not leave the house. She was so tired, she didn't have enough energy to go out the door.
Mm.
And she was using our Boomer Boost and Barley, and she used it for about a year, and she still couldn't get up and go out the door. And I had asked her 3 different times to go and get her vitamin D level checked.
Mm-hmm.
And on the 3rd time, after about a year, she went and got it checked, and it was 18.
18.
And so sure enough, she calls up, it's 18. I was like, you have to start taking two of these vitamin D pills every day.
At least.
To try to get back on track. Right.
Right.
Well,
yep.
It took one day. The first day that she took the vitamin D, she was able to get up and about. And she was able to leave the house and go out at night and go dancing with her girlfriends.
Get out.
Yay.
And so here's the thing. We put together a total health system for a reason, right?
Yep.
The human body needs thousands of different nutrients to function properly.
Right.
Metabolic enzymes by the thousands, amino acids, branched chain amino acids, vitamins, minerals, coenzymes, right?
Yep.
And some of them are so crucial that if you're low in that one thing, it doesn't matter if you're in the proper level with all the other thousands.
Mm-hmm.
You can have chronic fatigue syndrome if you're low in one thing like vitamin D. Right?
Yep.
You can have chronic fatigue syndrome if you're low in coenzyme Q10. Vitamin B12, vitamin B1, B3, B6, any one of those things can create chronic fatigue syndrome. Because in order for you to make energy, your body is an energy-making machine. Your mitochondria is making trillions of molecules of adenosine triphosphate every second. And you have to be able to make a certain amount in order for it to donate electrons that power all the metabolic pathways of your body.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And it's made in a metabolic pathway. Adenosine triphosphate is made in a pathway called the Krebs cycle. And it requires numerous different nutrients to complete the cycle because it's this gets converted to this, gets converted to this, to that, to that, to that, to that. And you have to have vitamins and coenzymes every step along the way to complete the cycle to make one molecule of ATP. Right? And if you're low in any one of those nutrients that are involved in the pathway, you won't make enough ATP.
How about that? That's crazy.
And oxygen is also crucial for that pathway.
Mm-hmm.
Now, how do you get oxygen to your cells so that it gets into your mitochondria and contributes to the creation of energy? Right? It has to be circulated, right? And it's circulated in your bloodstream via the hemoglobin molecule, which is highly dependent on iron. And so if your iron is too low, you won't be able to bind oxygen to the hemoglobin molecule to get delivered to your cells. So you better know your iron level. And guess what? If it's too high, something else happens.
Yeah.
It floats around inside your cell, outside the mitochondria, and the waste product that the mitochondria makes, right, which is hydrogen peroxide, one of the waste products, combines with the iron and creates a free radical that damages your mitochondria so it can no longer efficiently make energy. So you have to know your iron level, not too high, not too low. Some people are way high in iron, and you're dying young if you have high iron, right? But that circulation is also circulating not only oxygen, but all the nutrients you need to make energy. And so you have to pay attention to your circulation. We have a whole podcast on circulation that talks all about nitric oxide, muscle contractions, innervation, pulsed electromagnetic fields, every detail about circulation that you need to know, because without good circulation, you're not going to have good energy, right? The other big one is absorption of your nutrients. You can take in lots of good nutrients, but they have to make it into your cell. So they have to be absorbable, and their primary place of its primary absorption is in your small intestine, where these little hairs called villi absorb your nutrients.
Yep.
And if your villi have been damaged from Crohn's disease or some other inflammatory disease, or you're getting older and the villi are getting covered with plaque, you're going to have low energy because you're not absorbing the nutrients, even if you're taking in good nutrients. So you have to have a compound to cleanse that plaque, reduce the inflammation if you have inflammation. And that's what's in the sprouted barley seeds. Thus, another reason why you need that total health system, right?
Yeah.
And on we go, okay? The whole issue with sleep, we have another whole podcast on sleep, right? Are you getting enough light during the daytime so your body knows it's daytime? So when it gets dark, your body knows it's nighttime so you can go to sleep, right? And sunlight itself gives you energy. Your body, your mitochondria, and the cones and rods in your eyes absorb sunlight and convert that light energy into chemical energy, ultimately into electrons to support your mitochondria so that you can have enough electrons for your body. And if you're never in the sunlight, you might want a source of artificial light where you can bathe in red light and near infrared light to boost your level of energy via that light. Also, obviously you want to know your blood sugar level. What's your A1C? Right? What about your thyroid function? And get your thyroid level checked and make sure you get the comprehensive test, not just what's your TSH and your T4, like a lot of times is the only test you get. What's your intracellular T3? What's your reverse T3? Get the whole test. We know people, Bruce, that had energy problems. They tested hundreds of different things until they tested their reverse T3 at our advice.
Yeah.
They couldn't solve their energy problem. And it's easy to fix. It's easy to fix. If your reverse T3 is off, you can easily fix it with Siberian ginseng. But you could be tired your entire life if you never test it. Right? Also, that's your adrenals. Yep, also adrenals. A lot of times you go to the doctor, they'll go, okay, we're going to take a blood test. Come in the morning, we'll test your adrenals. Right? Well, your adrenals have an entire cycle, up and down while you're asleep, during the day.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And you have to test it multiple times during the day to see what that rhythm is. The other really big one, Bruce, which is super, super important, perhaps the most important of all. What if you have a heart problem? What if you're low in energy all the time and it's because the blood vessels in your heart are blocked with calcification?
Yep.
Or cholesterol, and you're actually at risk of having a heart attack. But because you didn't go to the doctor, you didn't have the proper tests, and you die of a heart attack, and the low energy was actually a sign that you needed to have a cardiologist attend to you.
Yeah.
Right? Huge issue. Lots of times people have low energy. They go to the doctor, and the doctor's like, oh, my God, you have a problem with your heart. We have to get you over for this test right away. And
right.
That afternoon, they're doing surgery on their heart because
yeah.
it's an emergency. Right? So
blockages.
The other thing is, yeah, the other thing is sex hormones, testosterone, estrogen,
mm-hmm.
right? Pregnenolone. You need to know all of those levels because you could check all the other things we talked about, be getting really good sleep. But if your testosterone is low, because you're under stress all the time, and your body is spending all of its pregnenolone to make cortisol because you're under so much stress, then it can't make enough testosterone, and you're going to be tired all the time. So have a comprehensive test that starts with pregnenolone and goes all the way down both cascades, the left side and the right side, all the way down to free testosterone, super testosterone, estradiol, cortisol, and make sure that you know the entire answer to that classification of hormones. And you have to know exactly where in the cascade you're getting tripped up so you can address it specifically to that issue. And if you have to get more detailed metabolites, subfraction metabolites of that cascade, you can do that. Sometimes you can't tell until you get a really detailed test that's measuring all of the upstream and downstream metabolites related to those conversions. And then a really good endocrinologist can help you with that, and there's interventions for every possible thing along the way to be able to get something that will facilitate those conversions.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so that's that study. Bruce, here's one other one.
Wow, all right.
Yeah, here's one other one. This came out the 17th of September, 2023, and we just came across it. All right. This, and I'm just going to paraphrase this because it will take too much time to go into detail. This is about a circulation and the use of PEMF, which is what our circulation mat that we have helps people with. This is a detailed study from a clinical cardiology research journal. And it's talking about organ dysfunction and global organ failure, including heart failure, related to poor circulation, poor microcirculation, and how the use of a circulation mat in only one day can begin to solve the problem and begin to add better circulation in your capillaries. And it goes into all details, like if you want your eyes to glaze over with all the scientific detail of a study, this is for you. It's got parameters and hieroglyphics in there that you have to have a PhD in molecular biology to understand. But the bottom line, when they give the conclusion at the end, is get one of these circulation mats, and it'll dramatically improve the function of your organs, and in particular, your heart.
There you go.
Yep. So, Bruce, that's it. Just a reminder for people, we still have going on our buy one, get one free special. And
yeah.
The collagen we talked about earlier, that lady had to show her driver's license for?
Yeah.
That's one of the products that's on sale, buy one, get one free.
Buy one, get one free.
Yep.
That's terrific, Bob. You know what the first study that you went into told me was how important the total health system is and how important D3 is. You know, it could be the most important supplement that we can take in addition to, you know, Gladiator Barley or Heirloom Barley and Boomer Boost and Omega 3 and so on. I mean, I know it's the most important. It's very inexpensive. It's very small. Two of those, get that D3. The lady was at 18, where she should have been up above 50 or 60. Some people say as high as 70 or 80 is fine on your D3. I was at, what was I, Bob, over 70, and then I topped off at 98. And Bob said, oh, back off. Maybe that's too much. Back off to one D3 a day instead of two. But I was getting out in the sun. I was, you know, trying to get some sun. And, yeah. So, look, I want to be between 80 and 90 on my D3 level. So get above that 18 and get way up in there above 50 or 60, and then we'll start talking. That's when you really want to, where you want to be. All right, Bob, so we got two great studies. We've got a buy one, get one free on 10 different products. So you need to go to bigcalluniverse.com, and when they land on our homepage, they'll see the banner that says Boomers. That's the direct link into your website. Click on it, take you right into your website, and then you can go to the on sale tab and see the products that are on sale, and you can see all those 10 items that are really top-notch products, buy one, get one free. Great opportunity to do it. And we don't know how much longer that sale will be good for, but I would say that's a great idea for a Christmas present for you, your spouse, your family. Everybody should be on that. The phone number to call, if you have interest in the circulation mat that Bob was referring to in the second study, to increase your circulation up to 30%, especially in those micro areas like your capillaries, hands, feet, if you've got some peripheral neuropathy, this should really help those areas of circulation. Okay? So what do you do there? You call the toll-free number, 800-861-4609. 800-861-4609. Good 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, Eastern Standard Time. And so take advantage of that. That's excellent. What an excellent study showing the benefits of the circulation mat and the PEMF. And so I think that's very timely. I want everybody to take advantage of that. Bob, is there anything else that last minute before we jump into Intel?
No, that's it for tonight, Bruce. It is 20 after 10.
Okay. Thank you, Bob. Appreciate that so much. I love those studies. I love the testimonials. You guys know that Bob has a company that has been with it a little longer than the Big Call. I mean, you know, 12 years on the Big Call. Bob's been at it just a little over that. We've had Bob on the call for, are we at 9.5 years, Bob, pretty much? Yeah, 9.5 years with
yep.
Bob in a host category, major contributor, helps with the board, does the music before the call. You know, he's been a super help to us and to Big Call Universe. And really appreciate everything Bob has done, as well as everything that Sue has done over the last 9 years as a co-host on the Big Call. But let's just go into the Intel for right now and see where we are. We did get some information in the last several days. that was pointing to a Tuesday-Wednesday start. We did not get a notification today. However, the latest information from this afternoon is talking about us getting notified late tonight, which I'm going to describe that as overnight tonight, or by around 11 o'clock tomorrow morning. Now, if we get notified overnight with emails, my gut is it'll be early morning or before 11 tomorrow. Then guess what? We hope that the redemption centers are fully staffed so that we can call the call center with the 800 number that will be in our email, and that we can set our appointments and quite possibly start tomorrow afternoon. I think that's very much in play. And if we didn't get to start tomorrow for some reason, Thursday would obviously be in play. They want this blessing to go to come to us before Christmas this year, 2023 Christmas. That's the goal. That's the plan. And I believe, even though we're only 6 days from Christmas, I believe we still will get this done this week and get the toll-free numbers out to us, which will be an 800 number, I guess, and then we can call, set an appointment, and then about 2 hours later, the first appointments will be available to go. 30-minute appointments with 10 minutes after each appointment as a time to reset computers, reset delivery machines, and get ready for the next person to come in. They want us in and out of there like yesterday, especially Zim holders. Zim holders have priority. When you call in, and I don't know exactly how it's going to work, if it's automated to an extent, and then you get turned over to a live person, I believe that'll be the case. They'll connect you, redirect your call to the redemption center that you've indicated by your zip code. Once your zip code is known, they know, okay, I see where this person wants to do his or her redemption of Zim and exchange of currencies. Okay? So everything is set to go. Redemption centers are fully trained and ready. They've been making, let me tell you what they've been doing in the last few days, like Saturday, Sunday-ish. They've been moving our new USN into place at both redemption centers and banks. Now, here's how it's going to work. Our new USN currency, our folding new money that replaces the USD, will actually go into the ATMs on New Year's Eve night. Let's call it New Year's Eve because that's what it is. And while we're watching Dick Clark's New Year's Eve or celebrating with a loved one or however you're celebrating New Year's this year, it could be way different than we've ever celebrated before. While that's happening, the new USN will be going into the ATMs so that when you, and they'll be switching on and off, and that'll change the software. Software will take care of it. So when you go, if you were to go, and I'm not suggesting that we do this, but if you were to go and get some cash out of the ATM on New Year's Day when the banks are closed, it should be there ready for you to get the new USN currency. Otherwise, you'll have to wait to go into the bank on the 2nd of January, and that would be when the banks would be open after the 1st of January, which is New Year's Day, which is a holiday. So the money will be transitioning starting New Year's Day in the ATMs and on the 2nd of January in the banks themselves. Now, do we plan to go running into the banks to get cash after the first year? No, I don't think so. We're going to get up to $3,000 at the redemption centers when we go in for our redemption of ZIM and currency exchanges, but they will possibly give us a mix of USD and USN notes. A mix, a mixture, a combination of the old money and the new. And the new money is going to be available, as I said, but the old USD money, which we have right now in our pockets or whatever, will no longer be used after the 20th of February. So we've got till the 20th of February to get rid of all that USD money you've got under your mattress or in cans out in the yard or wherever you've stored any USD currency. Spend it, deposit it, get rid of it by the 20th of February. Okay? Just saying. The new money will be coming out and we'll get a combination of USD and USN at the redemption center if we want some cash. Don't get it if you don't want any. If you like to have a little cash around, go ahead and get some. Up to about $3,000. They don't want us really going with more than $3,000 because they don't want us to get picked off or jacked or whatever, you know, by having cash, too much cash. You will have a credit debit card from your exchange, a Quantum card, which you don't use for anything but moving funds from your Quantum financial system account into your primary or secondary Wells accounts. All right, that's your wrap up. The USN has been traded globally for over 2 weeks now. It's been traded and it's doing well. It's out there, okay, in terms of the digital format of the USN digital. Now, let's see. There was a question about Iraq. Iraq had elections, I believe it was yesterday, and they have counted their votes. It's a three-day process in Iraq for elections. It's not a three-year process like it is here in the U.S. with stolen elections and so on. But we'll cover that later. What else is important right now is the timing of when we are supposed to go. I told you guys it'll either be late, which to me I'm going to say overnight tonight, or wake up to it in the morning, or get it by about 11-ish tomorrow before lunchtime. That's the latest information we have, is to get it then, and then hopefully start exchanges on Wednesday. Now, when it comes to what we've talked about in the past, one of our Social Security contacts that works in that department is saying they, too, were tired of having the wool pulled over their eyes. So remember the information we had about October, November, December on for Social Security increases and R&R? Well, guess what? January is when the Social Security increase to those 62 and older that are taking Social Security. If you're not taking it, you're not going to get it until you decide to take it. But if you're taking it now at age 62 and older, you'll get an increase somewhere in the vicinity of about $3,000 or $4,000 increase over what you're currently getting. So it'll be good. The very top Social Security recipients will be bumping $5,000, $5,200 a month. Okay? The very top. That's the oldest people, the ones that have made the most, paid the most in, etc. All right. That's nice. We won't turn it down. But here's the real good news. The restitution and reclamation allowance, restitutional and reclamational allowance, R&R, I call it to keep it short. The R&R is to start on the 5th of January. It doesn't mean it's going to be on the 5th for everybody, but it's going to start around the 5th, and it'll go through various days throughout January for 62 and older. If you're getting Social Security, it will be a lump sum payment that'll be made into your, let's call it, Social Security bank account. Or you're getting direct deposit for your social, you'll get this R&R to that same account. Okay? So wherever you're getting that now, if you're taking social and you're 62 and older, wherever you're getting that direct deposit, if it's first Wednesday, second Wednesday, third Wednesday, fourth Wednesday, your increase in Social Security will happen on your normal Social Security day. But the R&R will be on off days. It will not occur on your Social Security payday. And this will be a single lump sum payment for 62 and older. And it could be substantial. I mean, our exchanges, if you're a ZIM holder, it's going to seem like very small. But if you're not, it's going to be a significant amount, especially if you're older. If you're 75 or 80 or 80 plus, and you're almost to middle age at 85, you could get a whopping chunk. Be a nice deposit to, in R&R. Now, if you're younger, this starts at the age of 30, age 30 to let's call it 61. That age group, we believe, is being handled, it may be in two different parts, age 30 to 50 and age 50 to 61. I don't know. And our contact wasn't absolute about it. But the latest thing that we have is we're expecting those young people, 30 to 50 to 61, to get it paid to them over 2 years' time, but paid out every month. So it would be, what, about 24 payments of the amount that they're due over 2 years. And with the requisite that they don't quit their current job, if they have a job, and if they don't have a job, that they get a job. It won't be hard to find jobs, believe me. We've got a lot of need for people that will work with us on our projects, that will do a number of cool work opportunities. So if you're young and you're listening to this call, think in terms of continued working, but this will be a nice piece of change to get every month for 2 years. Really nice. And, of course, the older you are, the higher it is. The younger you are, the lower it is. Okay? And, of course, if you're 62 and older, then you're going to get a one payment lump sum starting the week of, let's call it, January 5th and beyond into January. Should be paid fully in January, though. Okay? And so this is going to be quite a 2024 new year. All right. So we know roughly when we're expecting to be notified. We know when we expect to start exchanges. We know it's going to be before Christmas, or that's what we've been told, which is 6 days away. We probably will skip over Christmas Day as far as redemption centers, I would think. They'll take that day off, and I think they'll probably stay open the 26th, 27th, 28th, 29th, 30th, and possibly 31st of December until maybe 6 or 8 o'clock in the night. Probably won't be open until 10 o'clock, but probably stay open until 5 or 6, 7 o'clock. And then if they need to, which some areas will not need that long, some demographics will only need about 5 or 6 days to be open at the redemption centers now. Some areas like Houston, Dallas, I'm going to throw in Fort Worth because I don't know, Houston, Dallas, Miami, Orlando, Florida will have redemption centers that will be open 24/7, around the clock. There's that many ZIM holders in Florida, that many in Texas, that they want to make sure those guys get in there ASAP. They really do want to get them in right away. So that's going to be good. Doesn't mean you have to go to those centers. Don't get me wrong. There are over 7,000 redemption centers throughout the United States, and I'm meaning mainly continental U.S. They'll have some in Alaska. They'll have some in Hawaii. Don't worry. They'll have something there for you to do. And then, of course, most of us are in the upper 48 or lower 48, they call it, lower 48 states. And there are redemption centers, about 1,200 or 1,300 in Canada. Oh, Canada. Don't worry, Canada. You know, your lead bank in Canada is HSBC. Our lead bank stateside here is Wells Fargo. They will be the top dog. In Canada, it will be HSBC working with Scotiabank, who merged with Royal Bank of Canada, RBC. In Mexico and Latin America, you have Banco Santander, which is a Tier 1 bank. Their top bank, and also HSBC, if they're there. Generally speaking, internationally, HSBC is going to be your lead bank internationally. Okay, I cannot say that you guys that are in other parts of the world that are hearing this call are going to be using the 800 number, because you're going to need to use your your redemption centers as they apply, or HSBC, or the larger major currency banks throughout the globe, like ANZ Bank, Australia New Zealand Bank in Australia, down under. You're just going to have to tune into those. I don't even think our 800 number call centers are going to know which banks to recommend outside of the United States and Canada. I don't know that they would know that. And I don't know that except to say what I just told you. So we have to go with that. The best rates are available only at the bona fide redemption centers in the United States for United States citizens. The highest rates are on redemption center screens, not on the bank screens. I've told you this 2 or 3 times already. Just had to tell you again so you know. But I think we're ready for the most part. I want you guys to take advantage of Sue's 5 golden bundles. I want you to take advantage of the 5 courses that Sue has in the golden bundle. It'd be a great Christmas present for you, your spouse, your family to listen to. This is leadership training, but it's done in an interactive way with Sue either leading the call or facilitating the call. Got a very talented group of people. She calls the pod, that are contributing to this setting of classes. And you get four classes that are about an hour and a half long in each course. And then you have a total of four courses plus one bonus course that's included. And you'll have 30 hours to listen to at your own pace. Maybe you listen to one class a week, maybe two, but you'll go through it and love it and absolutely enjoy it. You'll be put up to speed. You'll learn things you've never heard before and learned before, and it's super valuable, and it's only $400 for all 30 hours of classes for $400. And you use Zelle, Z-E-L-L-E, Zelle or Zelle, to pay for it. All you do is send Sue an email to integratedminds@hushmail.com. In the subject line, just put Golden Bundle 400, and you use Zelle to pay for it. Make sure you put your cell phone number and your name inside the email so she can contact you or text you if she needs to for any reason. But everything's coming to you by email. All the recordings are something you can click on like a link and listen to. And then, like I said, you can listen to them at your own pace. And it's a great way to spend this time around the holidays getting started on what it is you need to know. Whether you're a natural-born leader or somebody who's just interested in the teaching that is in there. Everything that's there is valuable for you and useful for you moving forward. For your leadership teams, for hiring, for security, all kinds of leadership information for you to know. So I highly recommend you get that. Send Sue an email tonight to integratedminds@hushmail.com. And in the subject line, Golden Bundle 400. All right? Send that off to her. Guys, is this our last call? Question mark. I hope so. No offense, but I really hope it is. I hope that we get these numbers. We get started on exchanges tomorrow or Thursday, hopefully tomorrow afternoon, and that we basically are getting ready for Christmas and doing what we need to do to get ready for that. Let's see, there was one other question. Yes, there was one other question that was brought up in the earlier part of the call, and it was about traveling with currency. Now, some of you are driving, some of you are flying. Our hope is that we get exchanged before you travel for Christmas. Some of you guys I know are traveling now. Now or tomorrow, you may be heading out. You may be flying in. Whatever it is, Christmas is actually on Monday. Christmas Eve is Sunday. A lot of families are having their celebrations Sunday, and some are doing individual celebrations with other families on Monday. So what I highly recommend is that you plan on doing your exchanges before you hit the road or before you fly. It is not supposed to be a problem to fly with currency, but let me tell you something. If you flew with a duffel bag of currency, even if it's fully legit, even if it's new Iraqi dinar, or even if it's Zim, or if it's whatever it is, Venezuelan Bolivar, whatever it is, you know, Vietnamese dong, rupiah, whatever it is, I would probably advise against flying with a duffel bag of anything, except dirty clothes. But really, really, guys, I'm believing and hoping that we get these exchanges done before Christmas. It's theoretically, when the value of all these currencies change and you have it in your possession, you're traveling with way more than $10,000 U.S. worth of currency. I think TSA is aware that people are have currency and are going to be exchanging, but I wouldn't personally risk it flying with it if it's larger than an envelope. You got an envelope and you put it inside, you know, your carry-on. I certainly wouldn't put it in your check luggage. I don't think that would work necessarily. But anyway, guys, let's just believe that we get this thing done and then you travel for Christmas, because you don't really want to travel and exchange in a foreign, in a location that you're not familiar with. It's up to you guys. It's totally up to you. You have to make that decision based on your best information at the time. I'm hoping that we get what we're looking for tomorrow by around 11 o'clock in the morning with numbers, and we set our appointments and get the exchange done. It's only 30 minutes out of your life. Get it done, then get hit the road or get on a plane after you've exchanged. You have a credit debit card. You've got new accounts with Wells. You've got your sat phone, your Q phone that you can program whatever you want to do that. That'll be your little Christmas present to yourself. And then read through the 2 pages of perks that the banks are going to want to give us. Just remember, your best rates are going to be on the redemption center screens using the 800 number. Period. End of story. So listen, guys, that's what I wanted to share with you tonight. Let's look forward to a really good next couple of days and having a wonderful, merry Christmas, and maybe the best Christmas we've ever had, as well as the best opportunity for a really joyous 2024 New Year's celebration. Okay? But let's go ahead and pray the call out. I want to thank everybody in Big Call Universe for listening all over the globe. Thank you. Thank you, SAT team, for hooking that up, making all that work where we could broadcast out to tens of millions of listeners throughout the globe and possibly as many as a couple hundred countries. And thank you, SAT team, for all your work, for putting all that together for us. Thank you, Bob. Thank you, Sue, for everything you've done for us on the Big Call. Thank you, GCK, Jeannie, thank you. Thank you, Pastor Scott. Continued healing for you. Please continue and get better and better. And let's all plan on having a wonderful 2024. Let's plan on getting this exchange done this year, this week, and then taking everything and going deep next year with our projects. Okay? So thank you, Big Call Universe, for tuning in and listening for these 12 years on the Big Call. Lord God, we thank you for this special time of year, this opportunity to celebrate the birth of the Lord Jesus Christ. And we thank you that we have fellowship one with another, that we have a oneness in the body of Christ, and that we have oneness in a world that needs Jesus more than anything else. Thank you for this beautiful week, for Christmas Day, for the celebration that we're going to enjoy over Christmas and New Year's. Lord God, bless this community of people and believers. Bless Big Call Universe throughout the globe. And thank you for all that you've done to provide for us. And thank you for this blessing which is soon to come. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Thank you, guys. If we don't have a call on Thursday for some reason, you guys have a wonderful Christmas this weekend into Monday, and we will see you on the other side. God bless you.